I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Wilshire Country Club is not a bad spot to spend a Thursday afternoon, a Friday afternoon, a Saturday, and a Sunday afternoon, because that's where the JM Eagle LA Championship presented by Plas Pro is being played. Al and I are standing right by the 18th tee right now, not far from the 18th green, 156 yards between the tee and the green on 18.
You know what my favorite thing that I've seen that, that's been happening so far is I love seeing the little kids go by.
Yep. Yeah. Did you see that?
The little girl going by, especially like, okay, one – get sentimental for a second. I remember going to a WNBA game when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
And I think seeing women be professional athletes when you're a girl, young girl that loves sports.
Sure.
It's like interesting to see that, yeah, I can do that. Like, if I wanted to, I can work really hard. I can do these things. It's achievable for me. And I think that that is one really cool thing. But I love seeing kids get lit up by this.
Oh.
Getting to see their favorite players up close. And I think that they have the youth day, the junior golf day, I think is – no, not tomorrow, Saturday. So make sure you bring out your kids there because it's a really fun environment. It's a fun day with you, your mom or dad or guardian. Definitely check it out.
Guys,
yeah, under 18, look, you're free.
How about this? If you're a guy and you're like, guys, come out here with your buddies and you can have a bunch of beers and watch really good golf. It's fun. You're going to have a really good time.
Yeah.
It's a sporting event. Like, there's a lot of all the things we're talking about. It's also a sporting event where you can come out, have a bite to eat, goof around with your friends, have a couple of cold ones, and watch some world-class golf. JM Eagle, LAChampionship.com for your tickets. So, what was it, Al? 2 weeks ago when DeMarco was in studio and I was kind of teetering on the fence about whether I wanted to end my fitness journey?
I'm going to add to it because I gave you a pitch and it was like, hey, enjoy the weekend, and DeMarco kind of spoke like an athlete.
He did.
How they think.
Yeah.
And I could not speak that talk because I'm not an athlete.
So I've been on a little bit of a fitness journey, right?
Yeah.
I've changed my eating habits reasonably, and I've changed my alcohol consumption habits
You look
reasonably.
Great. You've dropped a lot of LBs.
But the biggest thing has been is I'm taking just a nice long walk every day. And two people were the inspiration for this. Number one was DeMarco because I saw him out at Rams camp. I'm like, dude, what did you do to yourself? You look amazing. And he told me, basically a walk. My buddy Brian Beckner started. He didn't start 75 hard. He introduced me to what 75 hard is. I didn't do that. I did my own lazy version of that, which
effective.
Is at least better than nothing. Well, as it turns out, as I've been doing this, apparently, somehow, some way, I inspired someone else who sent me a tweet yesterday. And I want to play it for you guys. This is Jason in the Circle of Trust.
Is it action? He didn't even say action. Travis, Jason here, and the boys from Ameritire. I started my diet when you and Mason did it. And I started at 320, and I'm 266, Travis. Don't you quit on me, bro. Don't you quit on me. Go Dodgers. And you are Oral Hershiser's friend. And that's my boy, Kyle.
Or Blue.
Or is it?
So he's lost 54
that's awesome.
Pounds.
Come on.
He's lost 54 pounds doing that. I haven't shown you the whole video, Slee.
Yep.
You need to see Blue because you think, you know, old school Blue. You're my boy, Blue. That Blue looks more like the Blue from the movie.
That's
like
amazing.
Blue is amazing.
That's
so
amazing.
Jason, good job. Thank you for sending that along. I'm glad that I inspired you.
By the way, you know what that's going to do to you?
Get me going.
Yeah, you're not.
Absolutely.
You can't let Jason down. No.
Dude, that's a big guy. Like, look, 320 pounds, that's a big guy. To lose 50-plus pounds.
That's amazing.
Good for you, brother.
Keep it up.
Well, can I tell you something that you did? It's also simplified. Like, you didn't say, guys, I started doing CrossFit and I'm joining the Navy SEALs.
I'm doing the triathlon.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You simplified it. Okay, that might sound funny, but that's one of the biggest things you could do is just be active. You take 10,000 steps.
Yeah.
Now, if you start doing other things and watching, okay, yeah, now you could have even more of an effect. But just being out and taking those 10,000, you simplified
it. It's sustainability.
Yeah.
You can't sustain, like, being a CrossFit person unless you're already that. Like,
yeah.
If you go from zero to CrossFit, you're not going to do that forever.
I can hear Susan yelling at her radio right now. Yes, you can! Because she's a CrossFit maniac, but that's
do burpees right now.
Forever.
Right now.
She would. She'd grab that ledge up there and start doing pull-ups. But Wilshire Country Club is not a bad spot to spend a Thursday afternoon, a Friday afternoon, a Saturday, a Sunday afternoon, because that's where the JM Eagle LA Championship presented by Plas Pro is being played. Al and I are standing right by the 18th tee right now, not far from the 18th green, 156 yards between the tee and the green on 18.
You know what my favorite thing that I've seen that that's been happening so far is I love seeing the little kids go by.
Yep. Yeah. Did you see that?
The little girl going by, especially like, okay, one, get sentimental for a second. I remember going to a WNBA game when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
And I think seeing women be professional athletes when you're a young girl that loves sports.
Sure.
It's like interesting to see that, yeah, I can do that. Like, if I wanted to, I can work really hard. I can do these things. It's achievable for me. And I think that that is one really cool thing. But I love seeing kids get lit up by this. Getting to see their favorite players up close. And I think that they have the youth day, the junior golf day, I think is – no, not tomorrow, Saturday. So make sure you bring out your kids there because it's a really fun environment. It's a fun day with you, your mom or dad or guardian. Definitely check it out.
Guys,
under 18, look, you're free.
How about this? If you're a guy and you're like, guys, come out here with your buddies and you can have a bunch of beers and watch really good golf. It's fun. You're going to have a really good time.
Yeah.
It's a sporting event. Like, there's a lot of all the things we're talking about. It's also a sporting event where you can come out, have a bite to eat, goof around with your friends, have a couple of cold ones, and watch some world-class golf. JMEagleLAChampionship.com for your tickets. So, what was it, Al? 2 weeks ago when DeMarco was in studio and I was kind of teetering on the fence about whether I wanted to end my fitness journey?
I'm going to add to it because I gave you a pitch and it was like, hey, enjoy the weekend, and DeMarco kind of spoke like an athlete.
He did.
How they think.
Yeah.
And I could not speak that talk because I'm not an athlete.
So I've been on a little bit of a fitness journey, right? Yeah. I've changed my eating habits reasonably, and I've changed my alcohol consumption habits
You look great. You've dropped a lot of LBs.
But the biggest thing has been is I'm taking just a nice long walk every day. And two people were the inspiration for this. Number one was DeMarco because I saw him out at Rams camp. I'm like, dude, what did you do to yourself? You look amazing. And he told me, basically a walk. My buddy Brian Beckner started. He didn't start 75 Hard. He introduced me to what 75 Hard is. I didn't do that. I did my own lazy version of that, which
effective.
Is at least better than nothing. Well, as it turns out, as I've been doing this, apparently, somehow, some way, I inspired someone else who sent me a tweet yesterday. And I want to play it for you guys. This is Jason in the Circle of Trust.
Is it action? He didn't even say action. Travis, Jason here, and the boys from Ameritire. I started my diet when you and Mason did it. And I started at 320, and I'm 266, Travis. Don't you quit on me, bro. Don't you quit on me. Go Dodgers. And you are Oral Hershiser's friend. And that's my boy, Kyle.
Or Blue.
Or is it?
So he's lost 54 pounds.
Come on.
He's lost 54 pounds doing that. I haven't shown you the whole video, Slee.
Yep.
You need to see Blue because you think, you know, old school Blue. You're my boy, Blue. That Blue looks more like the Blue from the movie.
That's
like
amazing.
Blue is amazing.
That's
so
amazing.
Jason, good job. Thank you for sending that along. I'm glad that I inspired you.
By the way, you know what that's going to do to you?
Get me going.
Yeah, you're not.
Absolutely.
You can't let Jason down. No.
Dude, that's a big guy. Like, look, 320 pounds, that's a big guy. To lose 50-plus pounds.
That's amazing.
Good for you, brother.
Keep it up.
Well, can I tell you something that you did? It's also simplified. Like, you didn't say, guys, I started doing CrossFit and I'm joining the Navy SEALs.
I'm doing the triathlon.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You simplified it. Okay, that might sound funny, but that's one of the biggest things you could do is just be active. You take 10,000 steps.
Yeah.
Now, if you start doing other things and watching, okay, yeah, now you can have even more of an effect. But just being out and taking those 10,000, you simplified
it. It's sustainability. Yeah. You can't sustain, like, being a CrossFit person unless you're already that. Like,
yeah.
If you go from zero to CrossFit, you're not going to do that forever.
I can hear Susan yelling at her radio right now. Yes, you can! Because she's a CrossFit maniac, but that's
do burpees right now. Do burpees right now.
She would. She'd grab that ledge up there and start doing pull-ups. Yes, Emily, I'm on your team on this one. That's a better way to do it.
Just generally, it gets you outside. It changes your view of things. And, you know, I think I read this one place that, you know, one of the greatest ways to prevent Alzheimer's is taking walks with a partner or someone to talk with. And I think that, like,
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
It is the JM Eagle LA Championship from Wilshire Country Club at Travis Lee out here. We are, and I had to go down a little bit, Slee, because I realized that there are
about
actual
to.
Players on the 18th tee right now. And,
tee off here.
You know, I get excited when I'm at a golf course. I get excited talking Laker and Rams and Dodgers with you.
So I got.
Why are you staring at your credentials?
Yeah, because when I went in there, when you walked me in, was like, hey, Al, let me show you the place real quick. And he walked me in. You're like, hey, this is your guy for your media credential. And I'm like, oh, thanks, Trav. And you're like, hey, help yourself to some bagels. We got some donuts over
fruit
here,
too.
Some coffee, some fruit.
Solid spread.
But I was getting a little confused here. I'm like, is this just Trav on the place? I didn't know what was going on. So anyways.
I like to make myself at home.
So this is the portion that I'm confused with. Am I a member now? Like, is this a membership that now
I'm
going
to need because
I have – let me tell you what I have. I have in my car.
Okay.
I have a gym bag.
Okay.
So I just want to know if I am able
grab
to
a shower.
Throw my sandals on. Throw a towel on. You know, towel over. By the way, I do two towels. I don't know the people that just threw one on. Let's put one around the waist as well. I do both. I just want to know if I'm able now to go enjoy this wonderful
probably a steam room
country
here
club
somewhere. See how far you can get. See, you know, just start. I'm here to take a steam.
So are you a member?
Wait, the first towel doesn't go around the waist?
Men are monsters, Emily.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Of course it goes around the waist.
But,
the
so
problem
Al,
is
but
there's
only
30% that do it.
But Al, the fact that you had to specify means that you've seen all of the people
oh,
that
yeah,
do
no,
not.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But, Emily, can we – okay, not to get too down into this particular rabbit hole, be happy there's one. Sometimes just over the shoulder is better than what you can get because sometimes it's just
oh, no,
like,
they're walking around like they just walked out of their own shower at home.
And they're doing this when they go by. Good morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, what's up, bro?
Did you find parking?
They have nothing, no more whatevers to give. So
it's
all out there.
It's mostly, tell me if you've experienced this, it's mostly older men.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, they have no more whatevers to give.
It's not the guy underwear model as his day job.
Or is it a generational thing? They just didn't do it back then either?
Because when I was – I mean, I don't think that the guy that's 75 right now when he was 25 was doing that. Right?
You should ask. Actually, that's a great question.
Let's go.
50 years ago, were you doing this or no?
Go live from the steam room.
Are you the full naked man in the locker room, or are you a human being?
877-710-3776.
I guarantee you there would be a lot of people calling in and say, yeah, I'm not throwing a towel on.
And you know,
I refuse.
A lot.
Yeah.
Women aren't totally that different about that same thing, but yeah, it just.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm one.
So this does not work.
It's the waist one.
This does not work.
Nope. Okay. You're probably not going to. I thought when you said you're in a gym bag, if you had like a gym bag full of gold bars, maybe. Short of that, we're gonna have
just,
to
just deodorant in there.
Who has gold bars? I feel like that's only like in cartoons that you're just like.
You know who had gold bars?
Who?
Honest was that senator from New Jersey that they're kicking out. They
found
gold bars in his basement.
I mean,
so at least one person, him and Bugs Bunny have the gold bars.
They'll run away and leave a trail of smoke in the same as their body.
Leave a hole in the wall in the shape of a gold bar.
We're going to say about what Diana said?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So Diana was on a TV show and she was talking about
Diana
Rossini, NFL reporter. For The Athletic. And she was talking about her report that the Rams are taking calls and trying to get to top 10 and didn't specify what area of top 10 and nor who they're looking for. But what she said was that Sean McVay is clearly in love with a player. And it's Sean McVay
that's
in love with a player. And I think, though, Les Snead and the organization will go with what Sean thinks. I think typically, a lot of times, especially, they go with what Sean thinks in terms of, like, that player.
But, okay, let me ask you this, because I'm curious what your answer to this is going to be. Sean McVay loves player X. Sure. Les Snead's like, I'm going, I don't love that guy. Like, maybe I but let's say he's thinking, that's not our guy. Do you think that pick?
Who wins, you're saying?
Yeah. Yes. And because, first of all, I think they're going to collaborate. I think they're going to land on the same guy. Mm-hmm. But if McVay's like, that's my guy, and Snead's thinking, I don't know. I'm not sure they're picking that guy.
I think it depends on the presentation. I don't think there are too many. I could be wrong on this, but what percentage, if you take that same scenario and play it out with other NFL teams, same scenario with other NBA teams, same scenario, play it out however you want. I think McVay is getting who he wants. I don't think that's as common. I don't think that's certainly common in all the other sports, but I think there are certain coaches that will get ultimately what they're looking for.
I don't disagree. Like, if you're taking the 32 guys and who's got the most juice, Sean McVay's not outside of your top three or four.
Kyle Shanahan.
Yep. And Belichick's down the road, so it's right. Not him anymore. That might be the list. That might be the top three right there, so he's in it.
Harbaugh?
Right now?
Yeah.
He's walking in with the keys.
Baltimore or
Jim?
Jim or John?
Jim.
Okay.
Because, look, Jim is not a newbie in this. Like, had he just come from college, then he's going to have somebody step back, young man.
But
he's a 60-something-year-old guy who's been through the NFL once before and had massive success doing it.
Here's another scenario. So the things that have been floated out there by ESPN talking heads, that what if the Chargers traded Justin Herbert because Harbaugh loves J.J. McCarthy so much. He's talking J.J. McCarthy so up. And then he says, hey, I really want J.J. McCarthy. Let's trade Herbert. Yeah, that's not going by.
That's not going through for a million different reasons.
It's also absurd.
That being number one, absurd. But, yeah, I hear you. When you heard that story that McVay loves player X and that they want to move up to player X, Emily, you and I were talking about it during the break.
Yeah.
Don't answer. Is there a player that jumps into your mind, Slee, as the guy that Sean McVay would love to get his hands on? That this is the guy that can really take us to another spot?
Because, Marvin Harrison?
Okay, they're probably not going to be able to get that high because Arizona's going to take Marvin Harrison. They're not moving out of that spot. They need Marvin Harrison, so he's off the board. It's not a quarterback.
Who's the tight end?
Bowers.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I landed. Mm-hmm. Bowers was the guy that I thought it was going to be. Emily, you landed on Adunze.
Yeah, I think that they've had so much success with the wide receivers, and I think that they know that Cooper Kupp, they could slot him in a different spot. I think that Sean McVay really wants to unlock what they kind of get a taste of with Tutu Atwell, which is long, deep, super fast. And I think that Tutu Atwell just isn't as talented as Rome Odunze.
No, he's not.
And so I think that would be why I think they would go out for get him. But I do think that Brock Bowers would be really interesting.
So your case is a good one. I want to make the case for Brock Bowers. We've seen what the Rams' offense looks like with the following weapons. High-level quarterback play, but both with Matthew Stafford and with Jared Goff. We've seen what it looks like with high-level running back play with both Todd Gurley and last season with Kyren Williams. We've seen what it looks like with high-level wide receiver play. You've seen Kupp. You've seen Puka this last year.
Set records.
We've seen OBJ come through there. Robert Woods is a really good NFL wide receiver. You've seen
something's missing in there.
You've never seen that offense with a high-level tight end. You've never seen
it.
And no offense to Tyler Higbee. No, he's not the top.
He's fine. And I'm not going to compare Travis Kelce. I'm not going to compare anybody to Rob Gronkowski or Tony Gonzalez or anything like that. But Bowers is a playmaker. He's not just a guy that's your sixth offensive lineman. He's not a guy that's running 6 yard out to try to pick it. He's a playmaker. He's an athlete. And if you all of a sudden can unlock that, you got the quarterback, you got the running back, you got two really good wide receivers. By the way, DeMarcus Robinson is your third guy. That's not the worst third wide receiver in the league. That's a very highly functional guy. Rome Odunze's amazing, but that tight end and thing is just – and, oh, you know, here's one other thing I'll throw in there. Where do the Rams love to take guys from? Georgia. They love to take guys from the SEC. They love to take guys from the Georgia Bulldogs specifically. Bowers checks a whole bunch of those boxes.
He did miss a lot of this season with an injury, though.
Yeah.
So, and it's a – what was it? It was a knee, right?
I believe that's right.
So that's another piece of concern, to take him in the top 10?
I'm okay with it.
Football players get hurt.
You're talented. You're talented.
Yeah, and if he had three knee reconstructions.
Different story.
Right, totally,
I'm with
totally.
You. Different story.
You get hurt. And, mm-hmm. and, you know, they put you back together. And then you go back out there and you play more. That's just kind of the life in the NFL.
Is Brock a blocking tight end?
He's more – no, not really. Okay. He's going to go. But they went and got the guy from Seattle. I'm blanking on his name right now. But they made the trade for
and
him.
I just would love for Puka to stop blocking, having to put in a blocking position.
I don't need my guy that's catching a bunch of touchdowns to be, you know, wham blocking defensive
sure.
ends.
Exactly.
I don't need a ton of that along the way. Emily, help me out here. What are we doing next? Where are we on the schedule? I know we've had a couple of things going
on. Yeah, I think we're going to have Tom Abbott from the Golf Channel stop by, talk a little bit more about the tournament, talk more about where the LPGA is right now with some of its stars. So I think we're going to do that next.
Tom Abbott is coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. All right, let's talk more about NextGen. NE833-NEXGEN. I was telling you, I was down at the NextGen headquarters in Anaheim yesterday. It's amazing. And they have this incredible system in place to make sure that you get exactly what you want, that you are going to make sure that the response time is exactly what you want, that they've got all of their inventory, that they're going to get the technician out that knows exactly what he's doing. I could not have been more impressed by what I saw yesterday at the NextGen headquarters. So if you want to make sure that your AC and heating is running right as we head into summer, why don't you pick up that phone, 833-3-NEXTGEN, because they are going to hook you up right now. Right through the end of the month, you can get a 28-point full heat and AC safety inspection and tune-up for just, how about this, for just $44, limited through April 30th. And, of course, they got all your plumbing needs covered. They're going to give you a drain inspection with camera for that same $44. Pick up the phone, give them a call right now, 833-3-NEXTGEN. That's 833-3-NEXTGEN, or you can go to nextgenairandplumbing.com to schedule.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
It is the JM Eagle LA Championship presented by Plast Pro. It is the opening round of the tournament right now. And Slee, I don't want to put the cart too far ahead of the course, but we might get the current leader of this thing coming up in just a little bit along the way as well. So Maya Stark is very likely going to join us here.
There you go.
In just a little bit. The sun's coming out, which is making my ability to track the ball maybe not exactly what I need it to be, but it's a beautiful day here at Wilshire Country Club. If you're looking to watch some world-class golf this weekend, JM Eagle, LAChampionship.com is the place that you can go to get your tickets. And as promised, we are joined right now by the Golf Channel's Tom Abbott, who is joining us here for the JM Eagle LA Championship. Tom, so I'm looking at the board right now. I'm seeing a 7-under right now. So they're going pretty low so far today.
Yeah, good. Do you give everybody that applause?
Yeah, just about.
Or is it just me?
Well, you know.
Mine was louder, right?
Well,
mine was louder.
Yeah, yours was very special.
He gives it to himself a lot.
Okay, well, I don't blame him. I don't blame him. Yeah, 7-under is pretty good scoring out here. I mean, the conditions are good, though. I mean, there's not a lot of breeze. Perfect temperature to play golf. So if you're going to score well, this is the this is the kind of conditions to do it. So I'm not surprised that the scoring is the way it is. We'll see how it changes this afternoon if the wind kicks up a little more. And things can change here relatively quickly. But the forecast for the week is supposed to be very, very nice.
Can you talk a little bit about just in general the competition out here? We were talking a little bit earlier about it. 17 of the top 25 in the women's world golf rankings are here right now. What do you expect over these next 4 days from a competition perspective?
Well, I think it's interesting, right? Because Nellie Korda has been the big story in women's golf and in golf in general, and she's not here this week. But it's a big opportunity for a number of players to come in and play well and grab a victory. And, looking at the top of that leaderboard right now, Maya Stark played very well last week, was close at the end to winning. So she's playing well, and she could come in here and win her second career LPGA event. Céline Boutier from France, who had a fantastic season last year. Big story considering the Olympics are coming up, and she's from that, basically the area where the golf course is, Le Golf National. Mm. That's where she grew up, right? And she could win a gold medal in France, in her hometown.
Wow.
Looking to kind of kickstart her campaign this year. She's off to a decent start. So, I think over the weekend as the tournament kind of gets going and we see how the scoring plays out and who's in contention, we'll have some really interesting storylines. And it's, for folks here in this area, it's such a lovely day out.
It's
right?
Great.
I mean, the weather's good. It's a comfortable crowd. You've got family, you've got kids. If your kids are playing a little bit of golf, you can come out. You can interact with these players. They're really accommodating. And it's a family-friendly atmosphere, which you don't get at a lot of sports, right? I mean, there are a lot
this
of sports where you're like, maybe I don't want to take my 7-year-old.
Strategic. Yeah.
Right, yeah. But here, that's not the case. It's family friendly. It's a comfortable day out. Walk around, enjoy the golf, enjoy the temperature, and get to see the best players in the world.
Tom Abbott from the Golf Channel joining us here at the JM Eagle LA Championship presented by Plaspro. You mentioned her name a second ago. Nellie Korda, number one ranked player in the world. She won 5 times in a row.
Yeah.
And she won the season's first major last weekend, the Chevron. Kind of putting it in perspective, because maybe somebody that kind of knows golf but maybe doesn't know it all that well, Tiger Woods' name, maybe Jack Nicklaus, a few others along the way. 5 in a row, kind of put into perspective just how unusual that is.
Yeah, I mean, there's only a handful of players that have done it both in the men's and the women's game. In the women's game, there are now only 3, Nelly being the third. So if she goes to 6 in a row, that nobody's ever done that. It's 6 wins in 6 starts. And what's interesting about the way that Nelly has done this is she has won them in different states. She's won them in different conditions, completely different golf courses. Mm. And she had a 7-week break before the first victory and the second. So you come back from that 7-week break and boom, right back into the form that she was playing 7 weeks prior. It's incredible. She and the Korda family, you may have heard of her father, Peter Korda, who won the Australian Open tennis. Her brother, Sebi Korda, who was 26th in the world last week when I was checking the rankings. Her sister's a good player.
Out here.
Her
wow.
mother played in the Olympics. I mean, it's absolutely amazing what the family has been able to do. And I think the momentum that she brings, we're devastated that she's not here this week, right? I mean, prime time, East Coast coverage, big city, lots of people here that love the game. Obviously, they would love to have been watching Nelly this week. But putting that to one side, she's going to return to competition in 2 weeks' time in New York, New Jersey.
Close enough.
Got to be careful. Sure. Be careful. In the New York area.
The area,
in New
yes.
Jersey. And, it's going to be a really big story. And I think with everything that's happening, this kind of movement towards getting more attention for women's sports and these stars that are developing, right? She's right there. It's fantastic to be part of it.
Tom Abbott, who's taking some time here, of course, a part of the Golf Channel on the Travis and Sliwa show. I'm going to stick to that for a quick second. How much impact can that have, what she's doing on just the LPGA? And like Travis was mentioning, you might get eyes that weren't aware of it. And we used kind of this example a little bit earlier, what Caitlin Clark has right. done for women's basketball and now moving that into the WNBA. How do you feel like when you have a dominant performer like that, it can just raise the awareness of the entire sport?
It can. And you just need one player. People think, oh, you need more than that. No, Caitlin Clark has carried women's collegiate basketball. Yeah, people enjoy women's collegiate basketball. They have done for a long time. But in terms of the attention that sport has garnered in the United States and around the world, and other people who are intrigued about it in other countries, I mean, this is kind of a sad fact for golf, but the women's collegiate finals, NCAA finals, did double the rating of the final day of the Masters.
No kidding.
Double the amount of people watched. So, I mean, you think, look at it like that in that context, right? So it's a movement because of one star. And you just really need one star. It's great to have three or four or five, but one star, one player that has that X factor that grabs people's attention. Tiger Woods had it, and it grabbed people's attention. You can't really put a finger on exactly why. Obviously, they have to be really good at what they do.
And she
certainly is, right? But there's that X factor of why people are intrigued. Nelly Korda could have that. And we'll see. We'll see if she continues playing well and people continue to look towards it. And, you know, as I said before, these athletes are really great role models.
Tom Abbott from the Golf Channel joining us here on the Trav and Slee Show. It's the JM Eagle LA Championship presented by Plas Pro at Wilshire Country Club. Last one before we let you go, Tom, before you got to go to work here a little bit.
Some people say it's not work, but yeah, I do.
So watching these players this morning, and I think everybody understands where I'm coming with this. This is not meant to be disrespectful in any way, but as somebody who plays golf, as somebody who loves to play golf and watch golf, this is so much more the way that regular people play golf. When you watch the men's tour, it's something that's incomprehensible to a regular person. When you watch them play, it's like everybody's swing is perfect. They hit it where they want to do it.
Yeah.
But the yardages are relatable. It's a very relatable game to the weekend golfer.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're a decent player, I mean, if you play golf regularly, let's say you're 12 handicap or less, of which I'm sure a lot of people listening are in that category here in Los Angeles with the golf that you have in this city, you can probably hit it as far, maybe a little bit shorter, maybe a little bit longer, as the players out here on the LPGA, right? You can relate, you can stand there and think, oh, you know, I'd probably be hitting from here. But then when you compare what you would score
right.
compared to them,
yeah.
Like, they beat me by 25 shots. So, you know, it's...
nobody's shooting a 64 out here
right,
today.
Right, exactly, yeah. So it's... And I think that's the interesting part for a lot of male golfers. And I think, you know, a lot of the audience still in women's sports is a male audience. I think that's changing, which is great over time. But a lot of our audience are male amateur golfers. And, you know, they can learn so much from... from watching the women, and we hear that time and time again. Like, oh, I came out and I watched. You know what? I can see why this person's doing this. Or, you know, the tempo of the golf swing is
that's
so
it.
Smooth. And,
that's it.
You know, and I think it does relate. The men's game is such a far cry from the average male amateur. This game is a far cry, but there are some similarities. But they're going to beat you by a long way.
Oh, they're going to kill you.
They're going to beat you by a long way.
But you can at least follow the tempo.
You can at least feel like, I would have had a chance.
Yeah.
You'd be wrong, but you would at least have
a chance. Tom Abbott is covering the JM Eagle LA Championship presented by Plas Pro for the Golf Channel. Tom, appreciate your time.
Thank you, brother.
Great to be with you. Yeah, thanks for coming out.
You got it. All right. Em, what do we got next? What do we got coming up next?
We got the dump. We might have a special guest.
Okay.
We'll see.
Good, good. One way or the other, we're going to have something good for you. The dump or a very – I'm kind of intrigued by the special guest. It's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
All right, so I'm looking at – so Emily puts together the items in the dump, and there's one here that I should recall that I have absolutely no recollection of at all. On this day in 1994, on April 25th, 1994, there was 14 inches of snow in Southern California. What I need to know is,
yeah,
what does that mean exactly? Does that mean like on the top of the foothills up here, like above Pasadena? Because occasionally there will be some snow on those mountains. That is technically Southern California.
Couldn't get to school that day. I was shoveling snow out of the driveway.
I bet a lot that you're in the same way.
Yeah.
I've lived here virtually my entire life. I've seen hail. I've seen also.
Sure.
I've never seen a snowflake hit the ground in Los Angeles in my entire
life. No, the closest would be, at least in San Diego, the closest we have is Julian Mountain, which is about 45 minutes east of San Diego. Obviously, go up to Big Bear Lake area, whatever it is.
Sure.
But nothing here.
Like,
nothing.
I don't think there was a foot and a half of snow or a little over a foot of snow.
Hail was basically snow to me.
I am looking at a 1994 LA Times article written, and it says the storm forced cancellation of the Renaissance Fair in rural San Bernardino County, sending visitors to an open air event. It seems like it was mostly mountains, but, you know, the Catalina Channel got churned up. It was a very big storm all across.
The Renaissance Fair is interesting because in San Bernardino, if I'm picturing it right, where you do something like that is like right at the foothills before you start to climb the mountain to go up to Arrowhead. That got over a foot of snow? I believe that. But I'm thinking like when I hear Southern California, I think like the Hollywood sign is halfway filled up with snow.
Sure.
I don't.
But cruise ships apparently were had huge storms and had really big waves that ruined it. So I think probably, yes, the 14 feet of snow was probably mountains right around there, but that there's a huge storm across.
All right, so it was today, Em, that FX released the official trailer for Clipped.
Yeah.
That is the docudrama about former LA Clipper owner Donald Sterling. It's coming up in June 4th on Hulu. Ed O'Neill plays Donald Sterling. Doc Rivers is played by Lawrence Fishburne Jr. And Alphonse Nicholson is Chris Paul.
Yeah, I'm really interested to see what this looks like. I mean, the trailer looks great. I know Ramona has worked really hard on this, and I'm really excited to see how it goes. But FX doesn't do bad stuff, so I'm really interested to see the take. And you know, I listened to the Sterling Affairs, Ramona's podcast when it first came out, the series. And it's so layered, it's so interesting. And I love what FX does, these kind of like random-ish American stories that we become fascinated by. They wait like 10, 15 years, and then they do it again.
Well, I think there's certain stories we might be exhausted of, certain stories we've heard of, certain stories that you've had a lot of different networks already cover or documentaries on them. This one is very interesting.
It's because really just Ramona's and then the reporting at the time.
Right, and that's what I'm saying is that even, you know, it was such a odd moment in what is the NBA going to do?
Mm-hmm.
What is Adam Silver going to do? How are they going to deal with the situation? I'm excited to see this. I really am.
In Los Angeles.
Yep.
There's an element to
a franchise that everyone agreed that was the worst owner in sports, period.
Here's the challenge, and this is why I'm optimistic.
Okay.
I know what Doc Rivers looks like. I know what Don Sterling looks like. I know what Chris Paul looks like. The main players in this story are very familiar to basketball fans, are very familiar to sports fans in Los Angeles. And if it doesn't look right and act right, then it's like, oh, that's, you can't suspend your belief that it's going. But to your point, FX does this really well. Like the OJ thing that they put together, not Made in America, or maybe it was called Made in America.
It was the People versus OJ Simpson.
People versus OJ Simpson. Everything looked kind of right. Like, oddly enough, like David Schwimmer looked like Bob Kardashian.
Even if they don't look exactly right, it's good actors.
It's good actors pulling it off. And you got John Travolta as Bob Shapiro. And you're like, if you said, that's never going to work,
it worked.
Completely worked.
Yep.
They did the same thing, the same kind of treatment, an American Crime Story with the Monica Lewinsky, Bill Clinton.
Yes.
And while the people didn't look like side by side exactly this, they got Sarah Paulson, they got Beanie Feldstein, they got really good
actors.
Sarah
Paulson looked a lot like Marsha Clark. And when you do the perm
in
and everything.
People versus O.J. Simpson.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not in like real life.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in that moment, it looked fantastic.
But I think that it's a story that if it's something like, I don't know, Showtime, where, you know, you can see that these people got cast right. So we'll see. I'm really excited to see it.
Tim Duncan is celebrating his 48th birthday today. Is he not the best player that we never talk about? You know, because think about it. Like it is spooky how similar his career numbers are to Kobe Bryant's. They're virtually identical.
Yep.
And when we talk, we always talk about Jordan, you're going to talk about LeBron, you're going to talk about Kareem, you're going to talk about Wilt and Bill Russell, and, you know, all of those guys, Magic Johnson, right, Larry Bird. We never mention Tim Duncan's name when you start ripping. Now, when you stop and think about it, you throw him in there. But he's the greatest player that never – and it's personality. It's won 5 titles, played for the same team 20 years. Like, his career is bananas.
100%. And I think every sport's got them. Tim Duncan is that for the NBA. Now, I guess I'd ask you this. Nikola Jokic is about to win his 3rd MVP. When that happens, what will be interesting is – does Jokic end up kind of in a similar path where in – and maybe Jokic is just going to – he'll break so many records and do so many different things because as an individual player as well.
Do you know off the top of your head – I'm sorry to interrupt you. How many MVPs did Duncan win?
I have no idea.
Yeah, because Jokic is –
Finals MVP or no, regular MVPs. Season?
Give me both while you're looking at it. But I think that's why Jokic is a little different. Like Kobe, oddly.
Because he's already at 3.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's going to get his 3rd here in any minute. And it feels like it's going to keep going. Like that is super rarefied.
But it's style too. It's he's boring. You know who makes me think of this?
Sorry, here's Tim's. He's a 2-time MVP of the league in regular season. And it says he's a 3-time Finals MVP.
Okay. So Jokic is about to be 3-2.
And but that resume, too, know, would make crazy. You think, yeah, of course you talk about him all the time. But this is something Shaq always says, which he's doing this right now. Shaq, one of the greatest big men to ever play the game, won't stop talking about how great Jokic is, which is, I think, unique, right? Like you got one of the greatest to ever do it, won't stop talking about Jokic. I don't know. And it's because he's currently playing – there isn't noise like that for Tim Duncan, and that's specifically because of where we're at right now because he's actually still currently a player. The other one is not.
Outstanding. So, as promised, we have a special guest that fresh off of putting together one of the best rounds of the day so far, Maya Stark is joining us right now. She is currently one shot off the lead at the JM Eagle LA Championship presented by PlasPro. All she did today was go out there and drop a 65 on the field. So, Maya, congratulations on a great first round.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so how was it out there today? We've seen a lot of people come through. You're the first player we've gotten a chance to talk to. What did it look like?
Gosh, I haven't had a time to reflect on it yet. I feel like they've put the pins pretty nicely, especially compared to last week. But, yeah, I don't know. Ask someone else.
Well, they must have been in pretty good spots if you went out there and you shot a first round 65. What about coming to L.A.? You know, obviously you guys go to all the different cities across the country. You're playing in a lot of different places. Is it a little different coming to L.A.?
Yeah, it's always different when we play in a big city. It's like this in Mizzou. You have a little list of things to do when you're here, which is really fun because then it feels like the week goes by faster, and it's just fun to have other things to do.
What's on the list? What are you going
to
do?
We're going to go to the I can't say it. It's a competitor to Nike.
Oh.
We're going to go to the
Got
store.
Got it.
Yes.
You're going to go shopping.
That's good info.
So we're going to go to that store.
Okay.
And what else? We might go to an Angel City game.
Oh, nice.
Okay, very nice. Maya, you mentioned you haven't even had time to reflect, and you obviously had such a great round. Is that sometimes a good thing where you feel like you're in such a zone and you're just out there and you're golfing and you're not paying attention to? Or maybe this is not the case, but did you feel like today is just one of those days where you had so much success, you're not even thinking about it? Is that when you're at your best, is when you're thinking about the golf part the least?
Gosh. No, I was scared out there. So I think I was just, like, overthinking stuff, but then...
What were you scared of?
Like, 5 footers for par, that's not very fun.
No, it's not.
So, like, having those... I have the same thoughts that I usually have when I'm playing bad, too. But I feel like I'm handling it way better. And I just let the thought come, and then I say, okay, but we are doing this. And then just decide on what to do. And,
Instead of fighting the thought. That's interesting.
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maya Stark joining us here. She is one shot off the lead. 6-under 65 was her first round score. You mentioned it. So when I go and play golf and I've got a 5-footer for par, if I make the first one, okay. If I miss the first one, I'm convinced I'm never going to make another one the rest of my life. Does a professional have those same kind of thoughts?
Well, for sure, we get a little bit, scared and we lose confidence. But I looked at my stats. I haven't missed a 5-footer for a week and a half. So
that's got to feel good.
That feels very good compared to, like, oh gosh, my putting was a mess in the beginning of the year. So it just feels, really great.
So your mess is probably quite different than the average person's mess, I'm sure. But is it alignment? Is it where your head? Is it just you're just not feeling the club head? Like, what? Take me through what a pro feels when I just not making any putts.
Well, I got my putter checked out, okay. And the loft and lie were way off.
What's going on, boys?
Hey, there they are.
So we lost you for a minute. We thought, did Sliwa unplug something?
Yeah, there's a good chance. Yeah. I could have just stepped on. There's an extension cord right next to me.
Yeah, you pull one plug out of the place, it all goes off the air.
Yeah, just that switch, everything happens. Exactly. No, we had it happen a couple times. We're here, JM Eagle LA Championship at the Wilshire Country Club. John, you ever golfed here?
Yes.
Of course he has.
A few times. It's a very nice club.
And T-shirt, sure, by the way, too.
I'm sure the women are tearing it up. No Nelly Korda, though, who is the talk of women's golf. Mm. She's won 5 tournaments in a row, and then she was supposed to be in this tournament, but she dropped out. So you guys are people starting to come in?
Yeah, it's starting to get packed, and they got – so, yeah, you're right. They're talking – I think she's going to play in 2 weeks.
Mm. Why was she not
playing?
John,
they said that nobody's –
she's just burned out.
Yeah. Nobody's won 6 in a row. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, this is Tiger-esque.
Yeah, Tiger won 7 in a row 1 year. Wow. Or over 2 years. Crazy.
So, Slee, what's been the highlight out there today?
The highlight was when I thought my media pass here will – I thought I was going to become a member.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Just strictly because I have a media pass.
Sure. But that's standard.
They're not really allowing me in anywhere.
Now, are you going to hang out for the day and go see the women play?
No, we got a little pregame action coming a little bit later.
Oh,
so
that's
when I'm
right.
done
I
here,
forgot.
We'll
sure.
work our way over.
Did
to,
Trav bail on you?
Trav's gone. That's it.
He left?
Yeah, Trav, you guys know this. It's like,
he doesn't believe in Supercross.
It's lunchtime.
Yeah, once
he just said, see ya, we're out of here.
Have you guys done something to him?
Not that I know of.
No.
I can't imagine how we would have offended Travis Rogers.
Maybe it was Michael. Maybe it was Michael.
Yeah. No, I haven't compared him to any NBA players lately.
No, you have not. You have not.
Hey, you see any brothers out there?
Oh, yeah.
Or sisters in this case.
Yeah.
Yeah, a pretty good amount, actually, Michael.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of a lot of golf.
Are they the Jeffersons
general.
Moving on up?
Could be, Michael. I'll have to ask them.
Yeah.
Could be.
So
one quick question. This came up, and it's a very country club question, and I think all three of you
well,
will
we've got
will
John
be able
Ireland
to give
here.
Yes, I specialize in country clubs.
Me and a country club don't go together.
That's what I was figuring. So – John, when you're in a country club and you get a chance, you're going to go use the steam room, you're going
right.
to go shower,
right.
whatever the case is.
Yeah.
What's your towel situation? What do you
– Always
you
always have an extra towel. So you never go – because you need one around your waist and you need a towel to do what a towel does. But I'm not one of these guys that's, let's just say, going commando around the locker room. Yeah. That would be Mace. Mace puts pictures of himself naked in jacuzzis on Instagram.
I was never naked in the jacuzzi.
Wait
I was always
not,
wearing something.
Not this time, but time
never,
you were, right?
I've never been naked in a jacuzzi.
Is that Cappy?
Everybody loves that waterfall picture.
Yeah.
And
weren't you naked in that?
No, I was wearing a bathing suit.
There's nothing wrong with being naked and swimming.
Yeah, no, by the way, I'm with Michael, too. Yeah it's totally
Let it all
fun.
Hang out.
How did this subject come up for you, Slee?
Well, we were talking about the country club and how I kind of, not fairly here, put Travis in a position where I said, Trav, you take me as a guy that puts the one towel over your shoulder,
mm-hmm.
but you don't have the towel around your waist.
Oh, right.
John, as you know, there are a lot of people, I'm sure, at these country clubs where they don't really believe in the towel over the waist.
No, they're just walking around with it all hanging out.
Hey, I'm a member.
Yeah.
I don't need a lower towel.
Right. No, I always have the lower towel.
It's called the lower towel. We've officially named it. It's the lower towel. Yeah.
Lower towel is more important than the upper towel. For some reason, guys just rock the upper towel, but no lower towel.
I would wrap the towel around me, but around my upper part of my body.
What does that do?
Keeps it around his waist.
Keeps your chest warm.
There's a very famous clip, I think it's still on YouTube, where the Dodgers in, I think it was the mid-'80s, made the playoffs, and Jim Hill's doing live shots in the locker room. And Pedro Guerrero is standing there with a towel over his shoulder, naked as can be, and the cameraman doesn't realize that his shot is too wide.
Oh, really?
So it's Jim just doing a normal interview, Pedro talking to him. I think Jim and Pedro both assumed
that was off camera.
It was a tight shot.
Yep.
And there it's just for all to see.
Wow.
Right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, Slee, are you optimistic about tonight? That says it all right there. That enormous pause you could drive a truck through.
Tell me if you agree with this. The first 12 minutes kind of will tell we got a game or
absolutely or not. You could not be more wrong.
No,
the Lakers could be up
minutes.
30 at the start of the fourth quarter, and I won't relax. Yeah, it's the exact opposite.
It's the end
of
the
game.
This
is what I mean.
You have it completely backwards.
Well, let me tell you what I mean by that. Denver hasn't got off to a good start.
Right.
Denver hasn't played. They
and how much does it matter?
And you want the same movie. Lakers start out good. Denver finishes strong.
If the Lakers are up 20 after 5 minutes, you seriously think that means the game is over?
No, I think the worry is that if Denver gets off to a good start and they're up double digits by the time the first quarter ends,
right?
Is this just basically is going to become
out.
A 20-point game at home?
Yeah.
No, I think the fourth quarter is all that matters in this game.
See, if the Lakers are up 15 and in the three, I'm putting it in the fridge.
Well, you're an idiot,
Michael. You are ridiculous.
Did you do a game two fridge?
No,
I don't remember you doing that.
No, not the last game two.
You've done some really early fridges.
And the Lakers still end
you
up.
You are captain early
against
fridge
against the Pelicans.
Very much is
against the Pelicans when they're up by 19. I put it in the fridge, and what happened?
They came back. The Pelicans came back and tied it as soon as he put it in the
fridge. Zion got injured.
But was I wrong?
Got injured.
Did the Lakers win?
You were not wrong.
No, you were not wrong.
There you go.
I still don't believe it belonged in the fridge.
Yeah.
It went down to the wire.
Michael, you abuse your fridge privileges.
Yeah, I don't even know if we should let you have a fridge.
We'll see. If he ever puts a game in a fridge that turns out that they lose, then he's revoked.
Yeah. I wouldn't use fridge in this
hasn't that
Denver
happened?
Series.
It has happened in the past, but we gave him new life. I'm just saying, that's what people say. Take Michael's fridge privileges away. He abuses the fridge, which is very true. But to your credit, even when the Lakers blow these leads, and they often do, they normally come back and win.
Win, right.
So until when Michael is wrong.
Has he ever gotten one wrong?
Yeah.
Well,
but.
Remind me of that. I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Michael's
put
games in fridge during.
You put games in the fridge.
I heard you put a game in the fridge in the second half, late in the second quarter.
Oh, yeah, I have. You
second
can tell.
Quarter, not second, second half.
Second quarter.
Oh, yeah, you can tell sometimes. Other teams checked out.
Michael, remember the game versus Memphis? Mm-hmm. I think it was second to the last game of the regular season.
That's right.
Memphis wasn't playing anybody.
Anybody.
John, in the pregame show, he said the game's in the fridge.
He did.
It was a minute left.
And then it came down to the final minute. And his response is always, well, did they win?
Exactly.
Apparently.
That's right. Fridge, cooler, ice chest, whatever you want. I'll put it in all of those.
Yeah. What'd you do with Pepe? Where is he?
Yeah, where is Pepe?
He'll be along.
Okay.
Pepe stopped in here one day.
Yeah,
by himself?
Yeah, he stopped in here one day, played game of games.
I think he's bored when he's not doing
I think
shows.
He is. He came in here the last
He was in here earlier
day.
This week?
He was in there
whatever day, whatever. Monday?
Yeah, Monday. Monday morning or Monday afternoon.
In case the Lakers prematurely get eliminated from the playoffs and we're on vacation, every Thursday me and Pepe will come in.
Really?
Oh, nice.
Awesome. Yeah.
But, okay, that's good.
But that won't happen for another couple of months.
Yeah, no, in June.
In June,
we'll start that program in June.
After the parade.
Yeah.
After the parade.
After the parade.
I love it.
Mace, what are your boys going to do at number 19?
Well,
I'm excited. I don't think they're staying at 19. I think they're either moving down or moving up.
No, there's a lot of momentum for moving up. And if they're moving up, who are they moving up for?
I originally thought it was Latu, the edge rusher from UCLA. But now I heard Travis talking about it, and I think Trav might be right. If they're moving into the top 10, it's got to be for an offensive guy. They're not
going all in on offense.
Yeah, because McVay is an offensive guy. He's not.
Right. Although, can we just – the Rams have the second most expensive offense in the league and the second cheapest defense in the league.
Right, but I
don't
think
the
way –
doesn't that indicate they need help on defense?
No, I think they have the Mike D'Antoni attitude. You can't beat us if you don't outscore
us. So we don't care. Bad defense, let her ride.
Right. Well, we're just going to outscore you no matter what because, you know, we're going to move the ball and score points. And if you can keep up with us, great. If not, forget it. They're basically USC.
Right, right.
Well, if they move for an offense, do you want Joe Alt, or you want one of the receivers, or you want the best tight end?
I want Brock Bowers, the kid from Georgia.
Yeah, I would like Latu. I would like to see somebody on the defensive end. If they were to trade up Latu, if they were to sit where they are, somebody like Jared Verse, there are guys that are there that can get to the quarterback. I just think, especially on the heels of losing Aaron Donald, why would you not add somebody who can get into the opposing
backfield?
Oh, but
you're using common sense. This is not – with Sean McVay is, you know, he's – ever since his first defensive coordinator, which I think was Wade Phillips – Sean lets the defense handle itself.
Right, but you got to give them weapons. You've got to give them a stacked roster. I mean, the Rams...
When's the last time, other than Aaron Donald, they had a stacked roster defensively? You'd probably have to go back to the team with Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, that whole group. Marcus Peters, that was a great group. Eric Weddle. Vaughn Miller came in at some point. They've augmented the defense over time. And I just think at the end of the day, they've got to... And boy, all the Bo Nix to the Rams stuff is out there too. You're not trading up to get Bo Nix.
No,
you could probably trade back to get Bo Nix.
Michael, do you believe this talk that there's going to be six quarterbacks in the first round tonight?
Yes, because quarterback is the most important. Yep.
I think that you 50% go back to like
failing rate, by the way.
Lot of
Michael, Slee, I think it's higher than that.
A lot of Michael Penix to the Raiders talk out there today.
I love that. I hope the Raiders do get Michael Penix.
All right, guys, I'm at a country club, so I got to take off.
Okay, all right.
Go hit the showers. Two towels.
You need a bottom towel to go with the top towel.
It's brought to you by In-N-Out. That's what a hamburger is all about. Mason Allen coming up next.